Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. I am Chuck Forbes, and today I'm joined by our senior web editor, Michael Bergbauer. Michael, how are you today?
I'm great, Chuck. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And the reason we brought you in today is, of course, to talk SEO and talk organic, which is something you're very familiar with, especially our topic today, which is the keyword research process, the elements of the keyword research process, and why it is so important. I have personally done many keyword research projects with you yes. over the years, yes. so I know you're the perfect person to talk about this. So, Michael, let's start off at a high level for our listeners here and just give an overview of what keyword research is and then like why it's so important in your digital marketing program.
Sure. I think it's really great that we're having a keyword research podcast. Keyword research is probably one of the, or maybe the most fundamental aspect of any SEO strategy. You also find it, you know, in PPC strategies. Keyword research has to do with finding out what your audience is searching for in relation to your business, how they go about searching for that information, and how search engines interpret the content on your website and whether it's relevant to a user's query in the search engine.
So you just started off with keyword research is the most fundamental part of an SEO program. And I want to stop there because, you know, if you don't have keyword research, or I've heard of clients a lot of times say, hey, when's the last time you've done keyword research? Oh, well, it's been a year, maybe 2 years. You know, it's not that important. We're just focusing on other things. And what you're saying is you're actually doing yourself wrong by focusing on those other things and not doing keyword research first.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the most basic things that we'll have in, you know, even the most bare bones SEO program. It's something that we highly, highly recommend clients include.
Nice. So then let's go into the essentials of keyword research and why it is so important and how should you look at that if you have a website right now and you're saying to yourself, I know I haven't done this in a while, but like, where do I start? What do I do?
Hopefully you wouldn't get overwhelmed. I would say maybe that one of the easiest ways to start is to, and this is something we actually ask our clients to kind of think about during those initial stages, would be, what keywords do you want to appear for in search?
Right.
So try to put yourself in the shoes of your target audience or your users and imagine them trying to find something on your website. What would they type into Google? What would they type into Bing? When you do those searches, does your website come up? Do your competitors come up? Do other websites that have nothing to do with your industry are coming up? We'll see that a lot in terms of, say, healthcare versus education. You know, do you want to become a doctor or do you need a doctor?
Right. And when you're targeting keyword research, I think a lot of times people may get the whole URL versus your entire site conversation confused, because keyword research means you're specifically pointing out every page, or if you have a very vast website, maybe every important page at that time that needs to be refined, right?
Yeah. If you have limited resources, we really recommend focusing your keyword research efforts on the main pages of your site or the pages that you are really focused on driving traffic to. So normally that's like the homepage, some of the main navigation elements, your top services, your most popular product categories,
right.
And pretty much any area of the site where you want to really drive users.
So when looking at keyword research, when you start and you go into your research, you're looking at a few things, right? You're looking at kind of the user intent, I think, first of the page. You're looking at search volume and things like that. If I already have like robust content on my page, I may not necessarily actually need to change the keyword on that page, but from a user perspective and making sure that user intent is there, what are you specifically looking for to maybe know that, hey, maybe I need to refine the keyword on this page. This page has been targeted towards XYZ for, you know, 3-4 years. Maybe I should look into this, like kind of where I start, because I say that I know clients who have a very robust built out pages, and I think in their minds, they think that it's fine the way it is because that information still holds true today. But that doesn't necessarily mean you don't need keyword research because it's based on the user intent, right?
Right. And how old is that content? If it hasn't been updated in some time, we often will recommend clients, if they've had keyword research in the past, a best practice would be annual keyword research, or maybe biannual if resources are limited.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure that content has maintained relevancy through the years. Do you need to update it with new information? Do your users search for content on your site using keywords differently than they did in the past, the last time you did keyword research?
Yeah.
So those are all things that we're looking into and considering. So you're right, Chuck, that a piece of very complex and content that has a lot of good information about a main idea or a main subject may not need keyword research as desperately, but it's still good. You want to, like I said before, it's a really foundational element. If you want that page to stay strong within the coming years and decide, if maybe there needs to be some new strategy behind the content on that page, or if there's ways you can expand that content, build new pages for your site, and build on the success of that content.
Right.
Those are all things that keyword research can help with.
Got it. So I like the word that you're using there too. Desperately, prioritize your pages. Just like we were talking about, that page may have a lot of content on it that you find relevant. Maybe it doesn't need the immediate attention that other pages do. And then you brought up something else that was really great, because when we talk about user intent and how people search, I think their first inclination, which may not be wrong, is how are they searching in a search engine like Google. But you mentioned, what do people search on your site? So if you're not looking at those results of what people are trying to navigate to on your site, you're missing a huge chunk of the user experience, right? Because they're basically giving you the answers of what they're trying to find or how they're saying something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great data to have on hand.
So if we take that approach then and kind of push it forward, you mentioned like a set time, maybe like I do keyword research every 6 months to a year. Would you say that's like a best practice for marketers to keep in their plan, to always go back 6 months to a year and remind themselves to do this process?
Right. It depends. Well, there are nuances. It depends on the content that's on your site, the industry that you're in, how popular are queries that are within your industrial space. Some search trends, they evolve over a slower period of time. You don't need the research as much. And if your content is robust enough, it can last a lot longer before needing a new round of keyword research.
Yep.
So generally, I don't know the industry best practice, but personally, I recommend annually, an annual review of all pages on the site and keyword research.
So question now that I've heard a few times from whether it be a client or just someone who knows the industry that we work in, ask a general question, right? If I change the keyword on my page, don't I lose all my rankings? In other words, why would I want to do that, Michael? Like, you're asking me to overhaul this, but like, I'm ranking so well right now, I feel like I should keep it.
Right. So I think what you're talking about right now, Chuck, is semantics.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be changing the keyword from targeting search engine optimization and changing the target keyword to pay-per-click advertising, two completely different, programs and fields.
Right.
You would do something similar, like search engine optimization is the keyword that you're targeting, and now you want to target SEO consulting. So both within the, very similar, within the same realm. In that case, you wouldn't generally see a loss of rankings or a decrease in rankings.
Sure.
Because search engines work semantically, they are much better today at understanding the relationships between words and phrases.
Yeah.
So you may see ranking fluctuations, but I wouldn't say you would see outright loss. And if you've done your keyword research and you see, the advantages of targeting the new keyword, say it has a greater amount of search volume, mm-hmm. It's trends during this certain part of the year,
right,
or all of your competitors have moved on to targeting that keyword and they are seeing success from it.
Yeah.
Those could all be factors that inform the recommendation to change the targeting of the keyword.
Yeah, that's a great point, because that's where I was kind of going with that question, is sometimes everyone's focused on losing rankings if I change a keyword instead of focused on why am I changing this keyword. And you're changing that keyword because, one, you've either found a new keyword that you could rank higher for, there's more potential, or two, and just as importantly, if not more, maybe that's how your target audience is searching and using that term, even if it's not a term that gets huge amount of search volume. If you're going after an audience and that's exactly the term that they use, and when they do search, you're going to be number one or right up there, then I'd say it's worth it. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah, so it's kind of changing the mind state, right? Of, oh, I'm changing a keyword, losing rankings. No, you're changing a keyword because this keyword's a better fit for you, and your rankings will follow suit as long as you optimize correctly.
So. Exactly, you nailed it.
Primary and secondary. I know that we sometimes on our pages suggest a primary keyword and a secondary keyword. Sometimes people get hung up of, wait a minute, you told me I have to pick one keyword for each URL. Now you're telling me that I can have two options. You just touched on a little bit with semantics, the way that a search engine reads a page and having similar keywords like SEO and search engine optimization. Is having two key phrases okay? And if you have a primary and a secondary, they should kind of play off one another, right? How does that work?
Exactly, yes. So normally when I put together a keyword research and I have a primary keyword recommendation and a secondary recommendation, the difference between the two is the secondary keyword usually is a longer tail, more detailed phrase that is extremely relevant to the primary key phrase. So maybe we recommend SEO consulting as a target keyword for a page. A secondary keyword could be search engine optimization expertise and services. You know, maybe not what I would really put there.
But you
can see how it's more detailed, adds a little more nuance to the page and the content. From an optimization perspective, I think the secondary keyword is really helpful because some clients really get, you know, pigeonholed into focusing really hard on that primary key phrase.
Yeah.
They're trying to stuff it into as many places as possible, when the reality is, for an optimal page, you want to use synonyms and you want to use the word in a way that flows naturally. So having a secondary keyword helps give you another option in terms of writing about the main subject that the primary key phrase is reflected by. Mm-hmm. And then it helps you sort of differentiate your content more. And then you're not so focused on just writing for a search engine. You're more focused on capturing all the information and ideas that go behind the main subject of a keyword.
Yeah, great points. And the last point I want to elaborate on before we talk about what are the next steps after you do keyword research and kind of, you know, wrap this topic up. I was actually at a conference with a client last week, and I was speaking on this subject, and literally one of the direct questions that I got asked was, what is the optimal limit, like number of times that you should put a keyword on a page? So right away, my mind went back to, you know, years ago when keyword stuffing was like the popular thing to do, right? And then Google said, no, we're smarter than that now. That's not gonna be, now you get actually penalized for it. But I still don't think, based upon that question, that the point is being hammered home with these brands, companies, or clients that you're writing for the user, right? And the keyword is kind of your direction, and it's a term you know that while you're writing this content for the user, it's got to like appear because that's what you're writing about. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going into that content and writing saying, I need to include this word 7 times. Let me make sure my sentences sound like a robot. And I know that's hard to decipher, but those are two very different things, right?
Yeah.
Like, so how do I approach it for the user? Like, well, like, you know?
Right. So, I remember what you're talking about in the old school days. I think the best practice was to have no more than 5% of the keyword within the copy. So if you had all the keywords and you looked at how many times each word appears, you wouldn't want to exceed 5% because then it would look, quote, spammy.
Right.
So I think this is a opportunity for an analogy I like to use for clients. So if you remember encyclopedias or your college textbooks back in the day, and you wanted to find information, so you looked in the index. The index is a list of keywords, really, and the page numbers are kind of like the URLs for a website.
Yeah.
So if you look up the topic that you want more information about and you go to that page, it doesn't matter to you how many times that key phrase appears in the text. And even the index doesn't care how many times the key phrase appears in the text. It only cares about if that information is relevant to the topic.
Yeah, that's a very good point and a great way to look at it. And again, I think it's so important. And I tell clients sometimes when they get hung up on this topic, if you're doing the copywriting, like, I would rather you just start writing as you would the user and not even focus on what we told you in the keyword research. And then we can go back and maybe refine. That's easier to me than the other way around of you being so hyper-focused on one word that you end up writing content that just isn't entertaining, isn't how your users would talk, and eventually your engagement on your site will drop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would definitely recommend if you do have that sort of hang up or strife to write the content first, and then we can do keyword research and then refine that content as necessary. In a lot of cases, it's just easier to do it that way than to stare at a blank page with a key phrase on it and then say, you know, write 300 words about this.
Yeah.
Exactly. You may not get the best result that way.
No, I don't think so either. All right, so we talked about a lot of things now. One of the very first things we kicked off with was keyword research is a fundamental part of your organic program that should be done before you do everything else. So now, Michael, let's talk about after keyword research is done, what comes next? And I ask that because I think that's going to paint a picture for the audience of why you have to do this first. How does keyword research, what else does that translate to in the rest of your SEO program?
First and foremost, I'm going to say content optimization, which would be revising the content of your site or on each page to be more relevant to the target keyword. So sometimes that's adding more content that users are going to find useful. Yep. Sometimes that's rewriting sections to not go off on maybe something tangential, but, you know, turn around and refocus back on the keyword and link to another page on your site rather than cover that information and, you know, obscure what you're trying to target with that main keyword. Some other places you can use it. If you are a site in development and you still are, you know, building up, you haven't decided what the URLs for your site are going to be, URLs are an excellent place to add keywords. Mm-hmm. It's also really excellent for informing how you should write the title tags for each page, the header tags for each page, the description tags for each page, the content itself on the page. When you are linking to a page using anchor text in other places of your site, maybe there are better, more keyword optimized versions of anchor text that you can use to help search engines understand and users understand too what they're going to get when they follow that link. And if it's relevant to the information they're seeking out. So really lots of places.
And you think of a search engine, right, as you know, just like a normal human being, even though it's not, if it comes to your page and you don't have a focus, like if I walk into, you know, someone who is selling goods in a shop and it's not a particular shop, you know, selling one good, like, oh, here's a store that sells plants, here's a store that sells car parts, and I walk in and it's a hodgepodge of things, I'm not really going to know what to do. I'm kind of hoping that I find something I like versus if I had a store that said, well, I sell plants. If I walked in that door, I know what I'm getting, right? That's the same way that even though a search engine isn't a human, it's thinking the same way. And if it crawls your page and can't find that keyword, looks at your metadata and there's, you know, repeats of things in the title tag, it's just going to kind of say, well, this is a wash. I think I know what it's about, but I really don't until you have that focus, right?
Yeah. And the more certain a search engine can be about what the content on your page is about, the higher it'll serve it in search results. I mean, keyword research aside, the more information you can provide Google or Bing or whatever search engine you're trying to advance in, the better you'll perform. They were created really to organize information.
That's a great
not
line.
So much, you know, and find information secondarily. So if you can, you really want to make sure that the information on your site is relevant, clear, concise, and on point and organized.
Last week too, another question that came up that's now relevant for this conversation is someone who was listening to our talk on SEO and content brought up a point of, well, I know first page of Google is position 1 through 10, so why am I trying to pay all this money to be number 1 or 2 when I can be number 7 or 8 and I'm on the first page? So besides probably all the obvious answers that are turning in your head, I also, the first thing that came to my mind, because I was holding my cell phone at the time this gentleman was asking me the question, I was like, well, maybe you thought through that, maybe sitting at your desk on a much larger screen, but everyone today is on their mobile phones. So automatically, your screen is smaller, meaning automatically, Google, in this case, or any search engine, has less real estate to show your organic listings. Yeah. Then, I don't think they were thinking about the other aspect of paid advertisement, which is gonna push your organic listings down even further. So I told this gentleman, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I was like, why are you paying all the money to be number one or two? Because if you're seven or eight, technically you're on the first page of Google, but the visibility, especially on a mobile device, is gonna be so much less than those two brands or two companies in one and two, right?
Oh, right. And then on top of that, you know, you see Google trying to do more enriched results. So you have that local map pack back, yeah, where like a map comes up and you see a bunch of local listings. There's the knowledge graph that also pushes, you know, results even down even further. Yeah. So yeah, that's totally true. Being on page one, you know, the difference in engagement you'd get,
right,
between ranking position two and ranking position seven is worlds apart.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then you add to that too that I think subliminally users go to a search engine not realizing that they're going there pretty much asking for advice. And people are like, well, you know, why do I need my website to be authoritative? Why do I need Google to think my site's authoritative so it serves it higher? Because people trust Google.
Right.
Even though they may not say it out loud, when you go to your phone and you search for something, there's a reason you're going to Google. If you didn't trust it, you'd go somewhere else. So there's a subliminal factor behind that. If Google says, hey, this person needs to be number one in organic rankings, well, that user's automatically going to think that they're doing something better than everybody else.
Right.
So you pay for what you get almost.
Yeah. And you'll even have users that, you know, are a little more savvy. They realize the difference between a paid placement and an organic placement.
Right.
And so typically the organic result provides, you know, more of the information that they're looking for versus an ad that is closely related but maybe not fully robust with all the info that they're looking for.
Yep.
So I would say, yeah, organic can perform better even in that regard. But I would add, keyword research is also useful for setting up those paid campaigns because it helps you decide what bidding strategies to use and where to allocate your bids on which keywords.
Absolutely. That's a great point. We could probably have a whole another podcast on that too. But
yeah, I think so.
At the end of the day, right, to kind of wrap this all up for the listeners, keyword research is the fundamental part of your organic program that you should do first. That is going to translate into so many things you do, whether it be your metadata, obviously your content optimization that you do next. You can use them in URLs, like you said. There's a lot of synergy if you're running paid campaigns between those keywords. So having this foundation and setting it right is something that you absolutely want to do first, or you're going to have to go back and do it all over because you're really doing yourself an injustice. So
yeah, you need it in there at some point.
Right, exactly. So with that being said, Michael, is there any kind of last tips, last nuggets that you want to leave the listeners with who may be doing keyword research right now, or hopefully have listened to this podcast and said, you know what, I need to call my marketing team or call more visibility. I'm sure Michael would love to do keyword research for everybody listening.
Oh, yes.
What are some last tips and nuggets that they should be thinking about here?
So I think so far we've talked a lot about optimizing the content that you already have and the strategy that you already have in place. Keyword research is also really useful for looking for new avenues. It's great because, you know, it helps you find out what your users are searching for, or what their interests are. So it can be good for learning about new information to add to your site, new pages that you should have on your site for users, other things if you're into, you know, media and thought leadership, what types of blog posts to be writing, what types of subject matter are your users interested in, and then that way you can write. You can make sure that your website has information,
yeah,
that your target users actually find valuable. And that's something that keyword research can help with.
Great stuff. Great tips. Michael, I certainly appreciate you stopping by today. And if anyone out there is listening and would like assistance on their keyword research strategy or really anything else, as it revolves with SEO, please reach out to More Visibility. We're happy to help. Michael, thanks so much.
Absolutely.